Golf Talk America is brought to you in part by Club Corp, the world leader in private clubs. Go to clubcorp.com for more information.
The PGA Tour presents the fusion of golf, music, sports, and entertainment. Golf Talk America, streaming live on pgatour.com. Follow us today and every day on Twitter at Golf Talk America. Now, the Golf Talk America crew.
Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Golf Talk America. Tim Matthews with you this morning, and we're coming to you on the 28th of August, and it's Tuesday, and it's the week that we're heading into round two of the FedEx Cup playoffs. Top 100 golfers advanced from last week's Northern Trust to play at the Dell Technology Championships at the TPC Boston course just outside of Boston, Massachusetts. So top 100 as it whittles its way down to next week, BMW, and then finally the Tour Championship followed by the Ryder Cup. And we're going to be talking here very shortly with Jason Enlow. Jason, of course, been with us before. He's the head golf coach at SMU, which just ironically or not happens to be the alma mater for the hottest guy on the tour right now, Bryson DeChambeau, who just won the Northern Trust and put on a great display in winning that and also probably punched his ticket to the Ryder Cup. But we'll talk to Jason in just a little bit about the SMU golf team, but also Bryson and how well he's been playing this year. Frank Bassett, as always, in our Nashville studios. How are you doing today, Frank?
I'm good. Getting my bags packed, ready to go to the BMW next week.
Oh, that'll be nice.
Philly, looking forward to it. Philly's going to be fun. Going to catch an Eagles game on Thursday night also. So that'll be good.
Really?
Yeah.
That'll be really nice.
Whoops, sorry about that.
And you're not an Eagles fan, though.
No, I'm not. But neither is Earl Forsey, so we're going to rub that into him, too.
But our executive producer here for PGA Tour Golf.
Yes, Dave Logue is a huge Eagles fan.
So yes,
sorry, Dave.
I'm sure you'll be you'll be supporting the green and white. They are the defending Super Bowl champs, and it's hard for us to say that around here in Dallas. They've never won before. They won. It does break my heart, and probably Jason's as well. So we'll get Jason's opinion about what a big Eagles fan he is too. He joins us now. You can probably hear him in the background there as he's heading to campus. I think Jason Enlow, SMU golf coach. How are you doing today, Jason?
I'm good, Tim. Good to hear you guys today, and I'm glad to be on your show. Appreciate you having me.
Sure. Are you on your way to the campus? Is that where you're going right now?
I am. I'm actually just parked right outside of my office. So just
the plushest
talk to
office
you guys for a few minutes, and then get in and do some work.
So let's get started with I'll first ask you about SMU golf, because you guys are getting ready for a tournament coming up, if I'm not mistaken. Kiawah Island is your tournament coming up. Is that next week? First week of September?
Yeah,
you're playing the Invitational Ocean Course?
Yes, that's correct. We're playing College of Charleston's event at the Ocean Course September 8th, 9th, and 10th. And today, actually, first day of qualifying for that event. So the guys are all back in school and in the swing of things. And we're gonna get going today with seeing who my top five guys are.
That's a fun, easy golf course, Jason. I mean, I hope the wind's not howling like it was the last time I played it, and the rain sideways. Woo-hoo.
We played there last year after a tournament in that area, and it was, oh man, what a great golf course.
It is.
The wind, if the wind picks up there, it could be brutal, but it doesn't really need the wind to be tough. It's a big boy course, and you have to play well there.
What other teams will be playing in the Invitational there?
It's mostly a lot of East Coast teams. Not quite sure the field, but College of Charleston, and then a bunch of the Carolina schools, and a little bit of the Southeast schools. So it's a good competitive field. Not a lot of top ranked programs will be there, but good way to kind of get the season started and kick off the dust a little bit, and hopefully get off to a little better start this year.
Yeah. I mean, and what you're having to go through this week, you're saying to whittle it down to your five golfers is, of course, what all golf teams do. That's tough, though, isn't it? You recruit these kids, and you've got, maybe double that on your golf team, but every tournament, every week, guys are competing, and that's kind of what it is. And it's not any different if they go on to web.com or PGA Tour level or anything else. But as a coach, that is kind of tough, isn't it, sometimes to – is it all about the numbers when you're trying to find your five golfers? Does anything else factor in? Is it strictly the guys who shoot the lowest are going to be on the team?
No, we have a we have a system that we kind of use, and we kind of know who can play the golf course that we're going to, and we kind of have an idea of who the top guys are and how they're playing at that particular time. So we leave it open to where we feel like a certain player is gonna is playing well, but just not playing great in practice, or we have the authority to pick him to go, even if he's not, in the top five. Like, for instance, this tournament, the winner of the qualifier gets to, automatically go to the event, and then we're picking the other four guys. So okay. We do it differently. It just kind of depends on the team and the momentum of the team and where we're at in the season, kind of how we do it, and kind of how the guys are responding in practice and so forth. So coaches do it, they vary, throughout the course of the year, I think.
We're talking with Jason Enlow. He's the head golf coach at SMU, getting ready for the season, as we're talking about. And, Frank, here's how Jason and I ran into each other yesterday. We're at a grocery store, and Jason comes over and kind of taps me on the shoulder. Hey, so we start talking a little bit. And he goes, and he kind of like gives you that sign, like when you've got some food hanging down off your chin, or what, he kind of just waves at me a little bit like this. And I'm like, I look down. I'm not kidding you, Frank. I had a little sample cup of some tomato soup, right? Some tomato basil soup that I got along the way. I was like, just tasting it. So he was like, I had dribbled it. I missed my chin. I don't know how. On my shirt that I just put a brand new Tommy Bahama white polo shirt on. I'm not kidding you, out of the box, brand new. It's streaking down that, it hits my pants, and then I also, and I'm not exaggerating, put on brand new, like, Vans, brand new canvas shoes, had never worn them before either, and there's like four spots of the tomato soup on my shoes too. And he's just kind of nicely going, you want to make look at yourself there? And I look down, I'm like, oh my God, like, I had no idea. I'm walking around this store streaked with tomato soup.
Jason, I think that old age thing's starting to take on with Tim, isn't it?
Holy jeez.
He made tomato soup look good. He's the only one that can pull that look off.
Jason went and got some. I was selling it to everybody in the store because it was everywhere. It was completely, I had
really
no
good
idea.
Soup.
Oh, I had no idea. And it was two brand new items I'd never even worn before.
So you're telling
Bam,
me you're a grazer. You graze through the grocery store.
Apparently I do. I do. At that particular store, yeah, Central Market here in Dallas, they have little stands, if you will, everywhere you go.
Yeah.
You can have lunch, as you're walking through the store.
Let me tell you,
sample this, sample that.
Being a Florida boy down in Ponte Vedra for so many years, Publix has a real cool thing going on. They have wine tasting every Saturday in their stores. So
yeah.
Needless to say.
I'll be over. I'll be there.
It's great.
I'll wear my Merlot all over myself.
John McGinnis and I wander the aisles.
So I had to go in the bathroom and clean up, but I want to thank Jason for pointing that out. Otherwise, I would have gone through the rest of the day, apparently, with everybody making fun of me, and I would have no idea why, with soup all over me. Hey, Jason, let's shift a little bit to one of our favorite golfers and the world's favorite golfer, Bryson DeChambeau, SMU alum himself, and a phenomenal tournament that he had last week at the Northern Trust, and winning it by four shots and pretty much in command the entire fourth round to win his second tournament this season, his third career win. Now, obviously, at SMU, he won the NCAAs as well as the U.S. Amateur in the same year. So I guess not a surprise, but you never know from an amateur tournament and an amateur status until he turns pro. Not a surprise that Bryson is playing as well as he is right now?
Not a surprise at all, Tim. I mean, that kid, his golf game is just, he's got a really good golf game. I mean, he hits the ball great. He's got great course management. When he's hot with his putter, he can beat anybody. So I'm not surprised at all with his success. He's doing a great job and, representing SMU well. And, like we said, he probably will make the Ryder Cup team, which is a great, feather in his cap. And I think, he's a heck of a match play player too. And he's a competitor, and, he'll he'll do a good job for that team if he's on there. So, you know, I'm happy for Bryson and his group of people. They're doing a great job right now.
He seems to be putting away all the quirkiness, if you will, as nicely as I can say. But he obviously knows what he's doing. But some people would say it was a quirky way that he swung the club. Also, the fact that the clubs are all the same length and all the different protractors and science that he puts into the game. Do you think he's shifting the game a little bit, though? Do you think his methods are going to get copied or already being copied by some younger golfers, and maybe there's something to this?
There's something to it, but I think it works for Bryson. It's kind of going to be a one-off type deal. You know, he's just unique, and this is the system and the way he goes about things. And, you know, there might be a few other kids that, you know, that he may mentor or that, you know, may look up to him that they try and it may work for them. But, you know, you're not going to see, you know, Ricky Fowler out there anytime soon with the protractor, you know, doing some of the stuff that, you know, Bryson does, but it works for Bryson. You know, he's got his way and he believes in it and it's working. So hats off to him.
Well, Jason, I have to tell you, I had the opportunity to spend some time with him several years ago in Memphis when he was there for the FedEx St. Jude Classic, and he was staying at a friend of mine's home there on the course.
Okay.
And just sat there and talked to him a little bit. And one of the nicest young men I think I've ever spent time with. Just great guy. I mean, just super person, very personable, but very smart. I mean, I was taken back at how intelligent he approaches the game. Intelligently,
correct,
I should say. So,
yeah. Ole Miss.
Hello.
Hello. Again.
I went to Ole Miss, okay? Give me a break. But I'm serious. And at the course that day, I looked at his wedge, and it's the length of, a 6-iron, I guess.
Yeah. His wedges were the toughest clubs in his bag for me to hit. I could do okay with his mid irons and his, you know, some of his shorter irons and his woods, but his wedges, I don't know. I mean, he does it, you know, amazing. You know, I mean, he's turned himself into a really good wedge player, which we worked on a lot in college, because that was a weakness, but now he just perfected his method. And it's wow. It's hard for the average guy to hit one of his clubs, but they are set up for him and they're set up for his method. And he's just worked so hard that he had to get, you know, he was going to get better, cause he worked so hard.
We're talking with SMU golf coach Jason Enlow, as they're getting ready for the season and talking about, one of his alum, Bryson DeChambeau, who everybody knows about and is playing well. And the Ryder Cup, DeChambeau and a lot of others have mentioned, I want to win, whether it's the Dell Technologies, Northern Trust, whatever, along the way in the FedEx Cup playoffs. Everybody wants to win that. But for a lot of these guys, and of course, he was just on the outside of the top 8. He was at number 9. They're also looking ahead and saying Ryder Cup is what it's about. And that puts you in kind of elite status, doesn't it, Jason? When you can play well in the tour, that's all fine and good and wonderful and very profitable. But making Ryder Cup teams and being one of those kind of guys does put you in a different category, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does for sure. You know, it solidifies, well, you know, what you're doing, you know, professionally, and you know, it's a ramped up event, so you know, lots of worldly recognition, and it's a big deal. And you know, Bryson's played on, you know, Palmer Cup, World Amateur, and Walker Cup, and I mean, he's done it all in the amateur ranks. And you know, it looks like Ryder Cup and President's Cup are, you know, right around the corner for him. So, and he's done well in those events, and it's a big deal to these players. You know, the money and the titles are great, but for some reason the Ryder Cup is kind of become, you know, our Super Bowl, if you know, per se, and it's a big deal.
When he played on the Walker Cup, was that the year that Spider Miller was the captain?
Yeah, Spider was the captain
okay.
that year.
Okay, I love Spider.
Yes, sir.
That was in Scotland.
He's a good man.
Yeah. He's a great man. Yep. Yeah, great guy. I've played golf with Spider. He told me to sell my clubs. So, he did.
That was his golf tip.
I was playing terribly that day. No, Spider Miller's a great guy. That was a good team he had put together there. It's a shame.
Yeah.
Well, Bryson's obviously had a great pedigree, I mean, all along the way in amateur, but he says himself, and he was being interviewed right before he won the Northern Trust, that he said, in his own opinion, he wasn't that talented. He wasn't the most talented of younger kids when he was a junior golfer, and kind of recommitted himself when he was about 15 or 16 to be a harder worker and to get better because he didn't think he had as much natural talent as other people. And then he kind of said, although some people might disagree with that, how would you evaluate him when he was younger as a talent? Was he very talented and you could see it, or did he have to work harder to kind of get to where he is today than some of the others that might have been more talented?
You know, Coach Gregory told me about Bryson and recruited him, you know, mostly, and evaluated him. And then when I got to finally evaluate him and look at him, I mean, you could tell he was talented, maybe not like, you know, naturally talented like a, you know, like Dustin Johnson or something that, you know, you just look at him and, you know, he hits a 350. But Bryson, Bryson's work ethic is probably more in the realm of someone like Ben Hogan. Ben Hogan was one of his idols, and, he just practices harder than anyone that I've ever had on any of my teams. And, I don't get out to many tour events anymore, but I've heard that he's like the Vijay Singh now, of the tour, in terms of practice. And, you know, he just, Tom Kite, Vijay Singh, I mean, he just eats, you know, lives it, breathes it, and just wants it so bad. He works so hard. Talent level, very talented, but his success comes from his work ethic and his belief in his system.
And do you think that his personality will carry over as far as being on the team? Because we all know that Jim Furyk, whoever happens to be the captain, in this case Jim Furyk for Ryder Cup or President's Cup, have to look at all that when they're selecting. The first eight guys are automatic, but the other ones they kind of look at and say, okay, does he fit on this team? Will he fit with other players? Can he play well with others? And how can I pair him up with different guys? As far as personality goes on the tour, you think Bryson's a guy that Coach Furyk will look at and say, yeah, that's a guy that I want in this team?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think you pass up on a guy with Bryson's ability. Bryson will fall in and be a part of that group, and he's a good ping pong player, and he'll get in there and he'll be fine. You know, those older guys, you know, if he gets out of line or does something stupid, they'll get him back in line. Bryson will learn a lot from those guys, and he'll be just fine on that team with, you know, Tiger and all the, you know, the young guns that we have, on that team, and he'll be fine, and he'll learn a lot too, which will be great for Bryson.
Well, if he gets into a game with, if Phil is on the team, if he gets into a game with Phil at the ping pong table, he better have a big checkbook.
Or beat him. Maybe not. Maybe
He beats him, yeah, he can take some out of Phil's wallet. But Phil's
yeah, Bryson and I have had some epic ping pong battles. He's good.
Okay. There you go.
He's very good. So he's not.
Take
he's
some
not
of Phil's money.
Yeah. He's not going to embarrass himself. The only guy that I've heard is
Kuchar.
Far and above better than everybody else in those rooms is Matt Kuchar.
Yeah.
Kuchar's notoriously the best ping pong player we got. And, he's very good.
It is so ironic, isn't it, that these guys are going to play golf and we end up talking at Ryder Cup every 2 years almost as much about ping pong going on in between the matches as we do about the golf that's being played. But it does keep them loose. It's all part of why these guys are, you know, Furyk and those are looking for the right mix, right? They want guys that, you know, theoretically, in air quotes, want to play ping pong. They want to get along. When it's off the course, they're all part of the team. And as Jason said, to have Bryson say, I'll fall in line. Because think about this. If you're Bryson DeChambeau, I don't know that a year ago you were thinking, sure, I dream about being on a Ryder Cup team, but it was just a reality.
Yeah,
and I'm going to be playing with Tiger and Phil and Ricky and Jordan and all these other guys. We have to remember that we talk about a youth movement. Bryson, if I'm not mistaken, hasn't quite turned 25 yet. And so
he's
definitely still in that young crowd.
Yep, he sure is. So it's, you know, I figured he would probably get there eventually. You know, but like you said, a year ago, you know, you just, you know, you don't know how you're going to take off or when you're going to take off. And, you know, it was just, it wasn't a matter of, you know, if for Bryson, it was going to be just when, because he's that good.
Yeah, well, he certainly took off last week. And then, of course, in his post-round interview, I think with Amanda Baleonis, our good friend Amanda, he said, well, it got a little tight there. I sort of lost a little bit of focus, and then I regained it and put the pedal down toward the end. So he seems like he's very mature, certainly to win a PGA Tour tournament, especially a World Golf Championship event. FedEx Cup playoff.
Yeah, it was a huge win for him, and very impressive the way he did get a little bit tight, got within a couple of shots, and then stretched it back out and finished with some birdies. But Jason, I think it's all about the background. I think he should be thanking you and everybody at SMU.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for you guys, he would. And I'm not saying that's totally true, but let's just say Jason, you guys did an awful lot to get him there. By the way, I want to also make mention that the SMU golf team, for those who are interested, we'll be playing after you come back from the Ocean Course. You'll be playing back home at Trinity Forest for your Invitational at the end of September. And how's that course looking? We've talked about it an awful lot, the new home of the Byron Nelson and everything, and Frank is dying to play that golf course. How's Trinity Forest looking right now?
It's in great shape right now. We got, you know, we haven't been keeping it as firm and as tight as we normally do just because it's been a little hot here, so... a little more lush and it's not as firm and fast as usual, but we're going to start working into that. But the course is in great shape. They did some, we did some expansions of some tees, raised a few things, put in a few things that we needed to just try to make that Byron Nelson, you know, better every year. And, it's going to be a work in progress to get a course just how you really do want it every year. But the changes and the subtle, tees and the expansions of some tees and some greens, everything looks great and all the turf is down. So it's growing great. And, the SMU facility is complete and, almost all the projects, around the practice areas are getting close to, looking like they've been there for a while. So it's doing great. We're happy to be down there. And I think the guys at the Byron will start to enjoy it as the course matures a little bit and gets a little bit more, rugged and feels like it's been there for a while. So.
And, of course, you got the Payne Stewart Cup coming up, too. That's a big fundraiser for the SMU golf program, and that'll be in the middle of October, also being played at Trinity Forest that you guys – pretty much raise a good chunk of your budget and your money at the Payne Stewart Cup, which is going in what year now, Jason, like 20
well,
year or something?
I know when I was in college, we did have a Payne Stewart Cup, but it wasn't as big. And, it was more of a social event where Payne would come back. We didn't raise that much money. You know, we just kind of had fun with Payne and, that's kind of how it all started. But now in my seventh year here, or eighth year overall, we've definitely done it every year. And, like Tim said, we do raise, a lot of money, and it kind of keeps us in the game with a lot of the bigger schools, being able to do fun, perks for our kids, whether it's, maybe a private charter or a team trip to Pine Valley or Cypress or, a prestigious place. So it just is, it's just great to have those funds and the support that we have from, our constituents, and it's done great. So we're proud and we're happy about it. Yeah.
Looking forward to it. Payne Stewart Cup. And, Frank, you'll be interested to know that right after the Payne Stewart Cup fundraiser is the Bush Cup, SMU against Army. Also Trinity Forest, so George W. will be out for that one. We'll be out for that one, I guess, Jason, huh?
Yeah.
I'll pack my bags, boys. I want to be there for that one.
We've got a great itinerary set up for that event. It's a pretty cool event. It started about 4 years ago, and this is SMU's turn to host the event. And we have a big dinner Wednesday night where – President Bush will be in attendance, and he's given the Bush Humanitarian Award to Jim Nance that evening. So Jim will be there, and we've sold out the Bush Center, and it's going to be a really cool dinner. And then the next day, SMU plays Army in a one-day Ryder Cup format match play event.
Why don't we do the show, Tim, live from the Bush Cup?
I don't know.
Or both, the Payne Stewart Cup and the Bush Cup, if they're back-to-back weeks.
They're actually
within a few days of each other.
Yeah. The Payne Stewart Cup is October 15th, and the Bush Cup is October 17th and 18th.
I'm open for that. I'll leave that up to you, Tim, since you are well-connected in Dallas, since you're a friend of Bushy.
I go to Jason anytime I need anything from George W. because they're my best friends.
Great golf all the time. So he's the man that I need to go to get a picture from W., right? Not you.
Don't bother. Yeah, don't bother me. Yeah, and probably don't bother Jason either. I'll make a
donation to the SMU golf team. Okay.
Oh, there you go.
Okay.
I might get it done.
There you go.
It's all good. It's all good. Well, Jason, thanks so much for all your time. We appreciate it. And best of luck getting ready for your first tournament coming up and getting the team all organized and everything. And congratulations through you to Bryson DeChambeau for representing SMU and doing so well last week and continuing to go forward for the rest of the FedEx Cup playoffs and into the Ryder Cup, presumably. So a lot of good things happening for SMU golf, Jason.
Well, thanks, Tim. And thanks for having me on and talking about Bryson and the team, and I'll come on anytime you guys want. Our team should be much improved this year, so next time I come on, we should have some good things to talk about with some of our finishes. And you know, we had two kids make it to the round of 16 of the U.S. Amateur. Couple of incoming freshmen that are really good players. So we're gonna be pretty talented and young this year. So we're looking forward to having a lot of fun and knocking down a bunch of good finishes. So.
Well, Jason, keep up the great work. You really have a great program and putting out a lot of great players and great gentlemen out of your program. So for that, we applaud you.
Well, thank you very much. We're trying our best.
All right, Jason. Have a great day. Thanks again for calling.
All right, guys. You too. Have a good week. See you.
Take care, buddy. See you.
We appreciate it. Jason Enloe, SMU golf coach. And, it's so competitive in the college golf world, as we all know. But you just never know where guys are going to be coming out of. And you look at the PGA Tour. I like when they show that, Frank, the different
schools?
Colleges.
I
that
do
they,
too.
Yeah, that they play at, too. It's kind of neat that you see some coming from big programs that we've all heard of, some from lesser-known places that you don't necessarily hear that much about. But I like that. I like kind of the college feel about it. And so SMU trying to, work their way in. It's tough. It's competitive. When we talk about the Payne Stewart Cup, you know, they raise quite a bit of money. But that's because if you're going to play with the Oklahoma States and the Texas and the Auburns and Alabamas and those top programs,
Vanderbilt,
you've got to have, you got to have like your own facilities. You've got to, it's so crazy how nice it is. Everybody thinks it's football and basketball at all these big schools. And of course, they do write big checks. But if you're a golf program, if you're in the baseball, they all have to do the same thing. Yeah. Right? They all have to get their money and try to get their facilities up.
It's TV money. TV money for the football and basketball.
Yeah.
Some baseball, not really. But golf has always been kind of short-sheeted on that. And But I'll tell you what, though. I know the SMU facility. I've not seen it. You tell me it's very, very nice. The Vanderbilt facility here at Vanderbilt Legends Club, let me tell you, it is first class. It's beautiful.
Yeah. I'm sure it is. I mean, that's how you compete. That's how you get those kids, right? Those kids are all getting recruited by those. And if they go and say, wow, look at you get to play at this course, and here's your workout, and you've got your simulators, and you've got your own lounge, and you go to another
school,
they
don't have it. Pool tables, ping pong tables, I mean, it's
got to apparently have ping pong.
Well, you know what? I kind of equate it back to when we were young and wanted to take out a young lady for a date. I know you're getting worried when I start going down these paths. But if you don't brush your teeth and comb your hair, you're not going to get a date. The same thing with recruiting kids to your university. Be a good school, have good facilities, put your best foot forward. And these schools are doing that for golf now. Women's golf, men's golf, they are. And I applaud them for it. Ole Miss, don't know how we're going to do this year on the golf team. We need to have now my coach on from Ole Miss to talk a little bit of SEC. SMU's not SEC.
No, they're not. And by the way, Mississippi quarterback, I think, from last year or 2 years ago, is now the starting quarterback at Michigan. Did you know that?
Thank you so much for reminding me. He had to get out of there before they arrested the entire team.
Well, the FBI was outside. He was,
We were in trouble, and that's so embarrassing for us, our school, Archie Manning, all the alumnus. It's horrible what happened, and we can only try to do better going forward, much better, because it was a bad situation.
Well, we'll see. We'll see what happens.
SMU went through it, you know, a long time ago.
Sure.
The death penalty for the football team, and then, of course, what happened as of late. But it just, boy, the NCAA is judge, jury, and executioner when it comes to that. And don't mess around. It's kind of like walking up to an IRS agent and saying, I hadn't paid my taxes in 20 years. What's coming?
So, you don't want to poke the bear too much there. Hey, of course, the Dell Technology Championship, next round of the FedEx Cup playoffs, top 100 guys playing there at TPC Boston, the golf course that everybody's going to be checking out this weekend when you watch it. It's in Norton, Massachusetts. It's actually kind of between Providence, Rhode Island, and Boston is where it's located. A bit in the middle of nowhere, but a very, very nice golf course, the TPC Boston. And we just found out today, Frank, that Ricky Fowler is going to have to withdraw again. His right oblique. Do you know where that is, Frank? Are you? I know you're a pre-med student there.
It's on your right.
Do you know the oblique?
It's on your right.
Your right oblique is on the right side.
Your left oblique is on the right side.
Your left is on the other side. But it's like your rib cage.
Yeah, it is.
Underneath your ribs, underneath your arm, and that's what's bothering Ricky. And you can only imagine the pain you would feel if you've ever had an injury there or even pulled a rib muscle in a golf swing. It's hard to get that club back. So Ricky Fowler having to withdraw again from this. So we'll see how that. He says he hopes that this rest is all he can do for it. That this another week of rest will help him as well get ready for the BMW the next week and the Tour Championship, hopefully, and certainly Ryder Cup. But he did mention Ryder Cup. That's what I kind of keep bringing back to this. Is no matter what you want to talk about the FedEx Cup playoffs and the big tournaments. When it's a Ryder Cup year, Ryder Cup is always
big
in
time.
These guys, the ones that are on the team or right there about to be on the team, it's a huge focus for them. And that's what Ricky said. I want to be ready for Ryder Cup.
Yeah, well, he doesn't want to miss the Ryder Cup. But who would? I mean, good gracious.
Yeah.
Anyway, I saw that this morning. It came out early when I was waiting on Public Works to show up down our street. But we won't go there. But I got to tell you, this week's going to be great. TPC Boston, love it, love it, love it. Cannot wait to get to Philadelphia for the BMW championships. Yeah,
yes,
it's going to be a lot of fun. We were at BMW at Crooked Stick, and that was a lot of fun with a bunch of our buddies. And we're going to be doing some shows from there. So I'll carry the mobile gear with us. So we can bring you in as a special guest instead of Tim Matthews. We'll call you Tomato Basil Tim.
An inside joke that just keeps giving.
It just does. And I hope you weren't at Club
crazy.
Corp at your club when you spilled the tomato basil. You were at the grocery store for sure. Right?
I was at the grocery store. Yeah,
that's good.
And I had to go home and change because my entire clothing ensemble was covered in tomato soup.
Gotcha.
It actually wasn't, but it was just a streak. But it hit everything, like on the way to the floor.
That's not good. New shoes, new shirt, new pants, got them all, huh?
It was just, I couldn't, I'm not lying at all. It actually is a brand new shirt. I took the tags off that morning and took the shoes out of the box that morning. Both of them. I came home and said to my wife, I'm like, can you do anything about this? And she's like, okay, let me see what I can do. So, yeah, it was just – but it's just funny that's when I ran into Jason, and he kind of does that gesture like, yeah, you got a little something on your face.
What's all over there, boy?
Yeah, oh, it's a little more than a little something. And it was a white shirt, too. I mean, completely white.
White Tommy Bahama polo? Did you pay for that, or did they give that to you?
They just dribbled down. No, I bought it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. Well, it used to be white. Now it's kind of a cream color.
Just pour some Clorox on it. I'm sure that'll fix
it.
Yeah.
I tried to make it part of the style.
Hey, got to give a shout-out to our good friends at Club Corp, Member for a Day. I want to remind all of our listeners that you can be a member for a day at any Club Corp country club around the country, 200 to 300-plus, really, clubs around the country. But just call their membership director, call the club, and ask them if you can be a member for a day. You go out, play golf, dine, see the facilities,
try it out a little bit.
Try it before you buy it. And check it out. Clubcorp.com is where you would go to find clubs. We've got a great club benefit finder, too. And we thank our friends at ClubCorp for being a sponsor of Golf Talk America, clubcorp.com. So there you go.
The very unique thing about ClubCorp, Frank, is that if you're a member at one, you are kind of a member at all of them because you get privileges at all these other courses, too. So that makes it so different than a lot of clubs you might be able to join where it's just that one place that you're at. This allows you to go around the country and play at a lot of different incredible facilities from coast to coast and north to south.
Here's the deal. I called the club line. It's called Club Line yesterday and said, I'm going to be in Philadelphia. And they said, okay, Mr. Bassett, we have these hotels that we can set you up in at a huge discount. We have, which I already had a hotel, so I didn't need it, but these are the clubs you can play golf at, and the Pyramid Club in downtown Philadelphia, because you are a member of Club Corp and your signature gold, you can dine free. I went, what?
Can't beat that.
I said, dine free, four course, whatever, whatever you want. You dine free. You just pay for your alcohol and tax or gratuity. But how good is that? What a benefit that comes with your membership. Yeah. And this is not a paid political announcement here. I mean, it's the truth. So I was very, very pleased with the service of Club Corp's Club Line and what they do for you. If you're a traveler for business, they have meeting rooms. It's just a great program they put together at Club Corp. So.
Yep. Club Corp. So check it out. ClubCorp.com is the website to go to, and you can find out all you need to know right there.
There you go. So what's on the agenda for today? Where are you playing?
I'm not playing today.
Preston Wood?
No.
Brookhaven?
No.
You're not playing?
Not playing. Yeah, got a busy day today. But no, I'm not getting out of the golf course, although it's another, looking out the window here, another sunny day in Big D.
Yeah, what's 104
right.
today?
Yeah, probably. I don't know. I mean, yeah.
Hey, I'm dead serious, though, about for our listeners, too. Let's do the show in Dallas. Ooh. If you can work that out. I know it's, you know, that's a big deal for Payne Stewart Cup. You're on the board of that, I believe. And so you should make it happen. Hint, hint.
We'll see. Yeah, we see what they what they have to say. I don't know what they want to do or not do with that. But yeah, we could. I don't see why not. Why
we do
not?
It for because we do it for Jordan Spieth. We do it for everybody else.
The Payne Stewart Cup is I believe this year we're teeing off at noon or something, so we could be set up there in the clubhouse. But I'll be talking to the people there because that might be able to make.
I'll
that
come
happen.
Over and stay at your house for a couple of days. You'll love it.
Okay. Frank, you know, that'd be a call to Club Corp is what you need to do right
call
there.
Call the club line to get a place to stay.
And they will get you a place to stay. Yeah, we got a pool and a pond.
I'm going to stay at your neighbor's house. I'm just going to go down the street to Spieth's. Stay there. He's never there anyway.
Yeah, just do that. Just do that. Yeah. Yeah. He's never there. He wouldn't even know you're there. He'd walk the halls. He'd have no idea. Yeah. So, okay. I'll work on that. That could be kind of cool.
It'll be fun.
Uh-oh. All right. Somebody's telling us we've had a great show. We do appreciate it. And again, this week coming up, the Dell Technologies Championship, TPC Boston, top 100 golfers. Should be a lot more drama. And then, of course, they whittle it down to 70 for the BMW, and then finally top 30 for the Tour Championship. All the drama coming, and we're going to give it all to you right here on Golf Talk America. Thanks to Jason Enlow, SMU golf coach, for joining us, and best of luck to Jason and the SMU Mustang golf team this year. For Frank Bassett, I'm Tim Matthews. Thanks, everybody, for joining us. Please join us next time right here on Golf Talk America.